Good morning, beloved, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Acts chapter 8, beginning at 26. Here, Philip encounters an Ethiopian official who was returning home from Jerusalem and who was reading the book of the prophet Isaiah. Philip explains the meaning of the passage and tells him the good news about Jesus. They come upon a body of water, and the Ethiopian asks Philip to baptize him. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So, let's begin reading Acts chapter 8 at verse 26. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get ready to go south to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This road is not used nowadays." So Philip got ready and went. Now an Ethiopian eunuch, who was an important official in charge of the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia, was on his way home. He had been to Jerusalem to worship God and was going back home in his carriage. As he rode along, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to that carriage and stay close to it." So Philip ran over and heard him reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. He asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The official replied, "How can I understand unless someone explains it to me?" And he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the carriage with him. The passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "He was like a sheep that is taken to be slaughtered, like a lamb that makes no sound when its wool is cut off. He did not say a word. He was humiliated, and justice was denied him. No one will be able to tell about his descendants, because his life on earth has come to an end." The official asked Philip, "Tell me, of whom is the prophet saying? Of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip began to speak. Starting from this passage of scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled down the road, they came to a place where there was some water, and the official said, "Here is some water. What is to keep me from being baptized?" And the official ordered the carriage to stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away, and the official did not see him again, but continued on his way full of joy. Philip found himself in Azotus, and he went to Caesarea, and on the way he preached the good news in every town. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 38, where the official ordered the carriage to a stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. You know, beloved, you know, it really doesn't matter what our abilities are. The only thing that God truly requires of us is our availability. And so we had Philip, who was available, and then he had this Ethiopian official who was, you know, dozens of miles away. How is Jesus going to get him there? And so Philip runs and gets to the place where he can intercept the Ethiopian eunuch, and he has a chance to ride with him and explain the word of God to him and ultimately lead the Ethiopian official to a saving knowledge of Jesus. And then as they saw some water there, the official said, "Look, I want to be baptized. There's some water right over there. What keeps me? What hinders me?" And Philip says, "Absolutely nothing." And they climbed down, and Philip baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, then Philip just disappeared. Oh, my goodness. Because God had somewhere else he needed Philip to be. And I guess he didn't have time to walk there or travel by carriage or whatever. And so God just miraculously transformed him or transmitted him or whatever, from that place to wherever God needed him. You know, beloved, all I can tell you is that when you're serving God and you've proven yourself to be available to God, he will use you in miraculous ways. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, your Spirit fills me with joy. Empower me to share the good news about Jesus and your saving love for all people. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our Thursday together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Acts chapter 9, where Saul, a persecutor of the church, is converted. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.